This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Our next guest just tweeted this out. Le'Veon Bell is prioritizing role in offense and chances to win among part of his free agency evaluation. Many people around the league believe that the Chiefs have interest because of fit, but Bell also trains in Miami, so perhaps the Dolphins are a consideration. Let's head to the phone lines right now and be joined by Jeremy Fowler, one of the top NFL reporters on ESPN. Jeremy, appreciate you coming on today.
Hey, anytime. Thanks for having me.
No, we appreciate it. Let's start here. What interest do you think that Kansas City would have in Le'Veon Bell coming to town?
Well, I think it's a natural fit because, you know, they need a second back as good as Clyde Edwards-Helaire has been. I think it would like help at the goal line. You know, Le'Veon's a guy who can really plug in anywhere. He's not necessarily the most dynamic runner that he was two or three years ago, but he still can be effective, and he's a great pass catcher, great pass blocker, would be really an ideal third down back for them. So, you know, from what I've heard, I do expect them to have some interest, but I think there will be many teams involved, and, you know, price isn't really an issue right now because he's got the $6 million guaranteed from the Jets, and whatever the new team offers is only an offset.
I was just going to ask, Jeremy, what kind of price do you think it would be? I've talked to a couple people today, and they said that they think Bell would sign for the veteran minimum. What do you think the price would be to sign Bell?
Yeah, that could happen. I think he and his agent, out of their best efforts, will try to get a reasonable contract. I think that was part of the discussion with the Jets. You know, the Jets are hopeful that they won't be on the hook for, say, $5 million of that $6 million guaranteed money, but teams will use that to their leverage. So it's really not as much about the money as it is about the fit he can find, and the chance to win really is a priority for him. But look, maybe there's a team that wants to do a multi-year deal, and they can try to set them up for 2021, which I think he would be open to, because right now, you know, he's left out to dry for next year. But he's still, if he does a one-year deal, he can get his value back up.
Well, obviously, Jeremy, the chance to win, the latter part of what you said, is that definitely exists here in Kansas City. There's no question about that. But when you talk about the role that he would play, he'd be the number two running back. Do you think at this point in his career, Le'Veon Bell's cool with that?
So I think it depends on the situation. You know, New England, let's say, if he went there, he wouldn't be the number one back. He'd be one of five backs, but he would be used a lot depending on the week. So if you go to Miami, you can probably be the lead guy, but it's hardly a slam dunk that they're going to be a winning team this year. So a lot to worry. The Giants, I think, would be a wild card, not from a winning standpoint, but they clearly need a top running back, although they like Devontae Freeman. So a lot of options there. I think for him, it's not necessarily that he needs 20 carries a game, because he's probably not going to get that anywhere at this point in his career. He needs to show value and just his versatile skill set, you know, because right now, even with the Jets, I mean, they wanted to use him more as a pass catcher, and they never really did. That's, to me, where his biggest strength lies right now, is as a receiver. You can line him up at the slot, and he can win there.
A lot of people, Jeremy, on our text line are saying that the problem was the Jets and not Le'Veon Bell himself. Do you agree with that?
Partly. The Jets, you know, Le'Veon never really had a chance to get off the ground there because the line was so bad last year. They tried to make improvements on the line this year, and then he hurt his hamstring week one. Was actually healthy really a couple weeks before he came off IR. So, you know, he felt like, hey, he had to get benched for 3 weeks, came back, and then wasn't really getting the ball upon return. So I think he just wants a chance to be a central part of an offense and wasn't getting that. At the same time, I think the Jets feel like between Le'Veon Bell and Frank Gore, an older back, they weren't getting the explosion they needed from the position. I think they're just looking for a little more juice. Bell's still an effective runner, but, he was never a 4-3 guy. So as you get older, that can be a little bit of a concern. So I say he can still be an effective runner. I don't think he'll recapture what he was doing in 2016.
How many teams do you think, I guess I should say how many cities, Jeremy, are having the same conversation we are here in Kansas City, which is kind of like, oh, cool, he's a big name, he used to be great, he's available, so let's talk about having him. Doesn't that kind of feel like that's going on in a lot of different places right now?
I think so. But with Bell, he's unique in that, the price point is going to be reasonable because of the offset language, and he can do a little bit of everything. If you need him to get you 8 to 10 carries a game and some catches out of the backfield or in the slot, he can do those things. He's really good as a pass protector, probably underrated in that area. So he's a complete running back. So you're not really limited with him when you put him in the game in really any area. So his versatility, I think, helps drive the conversation here.
Right now, we're talking to Jeremy Fowler for a couple more minutes with ESPN, talking about the possibility that the Chiefs could sign Le'Veon Bell. Jeremy, if you can, what happened really with the Jets? It seems like he wasn't a good offensive fit, but it also sounded like he was unhappy the entire time he was there.
In New York, you're talking about?
Yeah, with the Jets.
Yeah, there was just a discord there from the beginning. I mean, this is a player who took the best contract available. The 49ers also offered him a deal. It was pretty comparable 2 years ago. It would have been fun to see him in that offense with Kyle Shanahan. He'd probably still be there. But he also was looking for a place where he could start over and be a lead back somewhere and kind of lead the Jets back to prominence was the goal at the time. And that was a different regime back then. That was Mike Maccagnan was the GM signing him and C.J. Mosley and a bunch of other big money guys. Well, the current regime just never wanted to do that. So their goal was to undo those old contracts, and that's why there was just never synergy between Bell and the franchise. And then, Adam Gase, for better or worse, is known to have maybe some favoritism. He gets along with certain players and other players. There's just friction for whatever reason. So I think that was the case here.
Speaking of fit, and we talk about the on-the-field fit, do you think that Bell would have any problem sort of joining the Chiefs locker room? I know that he and Chris Jones are pretty close, so that's not really a fear for mine, but you think about what happened at Pittsburgh, what we just talked about with the Jets, would there be any fear adding Bell to your locker room?
I don't think so on a short-term deal like this where, he's got to kind of rebuild or at least reset his career. And he can go into 2021 free agency. I think that helps the situation. So you do a one-year deal, he can come in and sort of be a spark. I think on a longer-term deal, if he has some guaranteed money, there'd be maybe an issue. You'd be worried about that a little bit. Because, look, he has been in two stops where it hasn't gone overly well, and he would take his part in that. There's some work to make up, and he knows that, and I think that's why it wouldn't be a problem going to that locker room. I covered Pittsburgh when he was there. There wasn't really an issue with his teammates at all until he left and was gone for the year. He was known as a hard worker, and he got along with everybody.
So Kansas City, we think, is interested. Miami would also make some sense. With that many teams interested, when could we see this wrapping up? How quickly do you think we could see Bell sign with the team?
I think if all goes well, I think he would probably like it to be tonight. But we'll see. I think it depends on how it all shakes out in negotiations. But I think tonight's a possibility.
That is Jeremy Fowler with ESPN for the latest on Le'Veon Bell and a potential fit here in Kansas City with the Chiefs. Jeremy, appreciate you coming on the show and on such short notice. Thanks a lot for coming on today.
Hey, anytime.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.